All right, we're getting the very latest now in that Idaho Panhandle ambush. Jim Ryan has been following this story that left two firefighters dead and the gunman. Jim, what do we know now about that ambush and the suspected shooter?
Hi, Susan. Yeah, we know that this apparently wasn't about ideology. It wasn't about some agenda. It may have been about mental illness. We know that the 20-year-old suspect in this case took his own life. He actually had contact with those firefighters after drawing them onto this mountain near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and then opening fire on them. The firefighters who got out there found Wes Rowley standing near his pickup truck. They asked him to move it so they could get their truck through. There was some sort of interaction between them, and then Wes Rowley pulled out a gun and started shooting. Killed two of those firefighters, wounded another one critically. He then ran into the woods. The police descended on that area. Wes Rowley was later found dead, apparently by his own hand, a shotgun by his side, Susan.
Wow. Well, learning a little bit more, but it seems like this is just somebody who acted alone, right, Jim? Yeah. No one else would have known about this or... no co-conspirators that we know of?
No. There's no indication at all that he was working with anybody else, that there was some kind of organized terrorist plot or something like that. In fact, his roommate, or his landlord, rather, said that this young man, 20-year-old Wes Rowley, was having mental illness problems, that he was slowly slipping into some real issues, and apparently was living in that pickup truck at the time of the shooting on Sunday. So, yeah, it appears that he was acting alone and was acting not because of some ideology, but because of his own emotional issues.
How is the firefighter who was critically injured?
Fire engineer David Tisdall, he's 47 years old. He has had two successful surgeries. He was critical when he arrived at the hospital there in Coeur d'Alene, but apparently will pull through two surgeries later. The other two who died, Battalion Chief John Morrison of the Coeur d'Alene Fire Department, and then an engineer also for the Kootenai County Fire Department, who was a Battalion Chief, Frank Harwood.
Well, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us with the latest update there.